This was a modest exhibit that we display in the main square of Tirana. It is an effort to show to the Albanian public all the cultural heritage we have underwater and plus some components of natural resources. All the pictures that we display there are as a result of our archive for 10 years that we've been researching Albanian underwater.
And in that research, you found some pretty amazing things, didn't you? 2,000-year-old shipwrecks, is that right?
My background is I used to manage, I'm one of the founders of the UNESCO site of Butrint, which is an amazing archaeological site. And one of the passions that I had for underwater is because of Butrint, had survived for 3,000 years through the water. So I always wanted to look in the water, and that's how this expedition came to be. So right in the areas of the Trent, we are looking, in fact, through ancient sources, we know that there was a major battle happened there between the Byzantine and the Venetian navy with the Normans. To our surprise, we found nothing of that kind. And in the south of the Bay of the Trent, we found amphoras and other artifacts dating the amphoras, the 5th, 6th century BC, which indicates that the shipwrecks which are there are from that period. And from that period, Butrint and the Albanian coast was in touch with other parts of the Mediterranean.
And what does it tell us about Albanian history? What kind of a society was it at that time, have you found?
Those days there was no Albania, obviously, there was Illyria, so there were different understanding of the area. But to our surprise, in fact, one of the biggest surprises the team has discovered is that contrary to the ancient sources, which they say that the Illyrian coastline was inhabited by pirate tribes or pirate race, which usually prey on all the merchants, we find a number of commercial boats in different parts of history, obviously sunk very close to the shores, bringing goods from, you know, as far as Asia Minor or even part of the North Africa. So the trading is huge. So obviously the ancient sources, in particular the early Roman sources, either they're using this piracy as a political statement to, let's say, put their foothold on the Balkans, or Illyria as it was known in those days, or something else has happened because contrary to the sources of the period, we don't find this activity of piracy, but we find more prosperity and commercial. And for example, one of the shipwrecks we found is full of tiles, Corinthian tiles, but large ones, going north, obviously, of Corinth. So it looks like maybe to some of the Hellenistic colonies up maybe Croatia or maybe Montenegro, we're not sure. But the volume of the tiles on the ship is large, so indicates that a large temple has been constructed somewhere. So this tiles that the ship is carrying is going for this temple. So it looks that commerce has been more than what we know from the ancient sources.
What kinds of problems have you run into in trying to protect not just the coastline, but these unexplored treasures underneath the sea?
We run on the normal problems that countries like Albania, when they're sort of just opening up recently to tourism, let's say. Obviously, the protection and preservation of this heritage is very difficult because, A, there are looting going on. You know, people are more inclined to take things from the ocean than from the land. The legislation, although Albania, because of our expedition, Albania has now ratified the UNESCO Convention for Underwater Archaeology for protection.
Also part of the project has been to encourage, I guess, responsible tourism to Albania. Why is that important, do you think?
Well, I think it's very important, not only just for underwater, which is one segment of tourism, but also to tourism in general. I was just reading, for example, a couple of days ago, an article about Norway trying to tell tourists not to come, to come in less numbers. I think tourism is responsible, especially to countries like Albania, because they can not only they can bring economical benefit, but they can also damage the culture, and also it can damage the natural resources. And so I think for Albania, it's a good decision to try and look tourism in a responsible way, because, for example, you know, you have a cruise liner coming here, and in small towns like South and Albania, you have to close down the schools because there's not enough guides. So the cruise liners, for example, they should be more responsible in the social aspect of their visits, you know, in countries like Albania, it's a small country. So I think one of the reasons why we exhibit these pictures and these artifacts that we found in the last 10 years of the research has been like almost like a sort of awareness to tell people that, listen, we have this treasure. It doesn't belong really. I don't believe that it really belongs to Albania. It belongs to the Mediterranean civilizations and cultures and people who came and left. And now we are, let's say, inherited them, and we have to be respected and careful and take a lot of precautions that the future generations coming after us, they can treasure them and be responsible as well.